And Tyron Smith, I mean, he's going to struggle with speed edge rushers from now for the rest of the season because he's just older, right? He's just in Epinesa just had a field day with him for a lot of this game. A couple penalties as well. So he had a bad game. That doesn't mean he's going to be terrible all season long.
Right.
But it does mean, as I thought they would do more of in this game, help protect with the play calls, the backsides for Aaron Rodgers. And you saw a little bit of it, but not enough of it for it to not make a difference. Now, you know, the beauty of Aaron Rodgers is that he doesn't care. He doesn't get emotional. He is like a robot with preparation, with getting on to the next game and trying to get better. Like, he's not going to emotionally check out. Some of these quarterbacks in the league, they'll emotionally check out when they have bad days, or they'll start overthinking when they have bad days. He's too old for that,
right?
There's too much urgency in his game for that. And so you needn't worry about, like, a hangover from one week to the next. That's never been his M.O. It's never been his way about going things. Now, he may, annoy the hell out of you with some of the things that he says, but you know he's going to go prepare and ball every single week.
Mm.
That's how he is, period. End of story with him.
They need him to be better.
Right.
I thought he was this past Monday against Buffalo last night. He was a lot better than the way he played the two previous weeks. They need to keep him on his feet, which he's taking a lot of hits every single week, and that's a concern. It's tough to find them when you're less than 24 hours after a brutal loss, because that was a brutal loss last night. It's tough to ever circle a positive and, like, hug the positive and say, oh, that was a positive. But they did run the football 50 times better.
Yeah.
And that's a huge positive. But now they got to win. They got to win football games. And last night was a missed opportunity for the New York Jets. They were about to be a first-place team. And then you got Greg Zuerlein. And Greg Zuerlein, NFL place kickers are Major League Baseball relievers. There is no difference, okay? You could take a guy who's a journeyman kicker who bounces around the league, and then all of a sudden, you're the New York Yankees, and you stick him in your bullpen, and his name is Luke Weaver, right?
Yeah.
Journeyman pitcher. He's not any good. Now he's the most dominant closer remaining in Major League Baseball. The same thing with kickers. Greg Zuerlein, Jet fans, was great last year. I want you to remember that. He was great. Now he stinks.
Same old Jets.
Now he's missing 32-yard field goals.
Right.
And I got to tell you,
I think he overthought the wind.
Did he?
I think it was.
Oh, God.
Because just kick it down the middle. Just kick it.
I know.
Don't think, just kick.
It's so frustrating. We could go through 100 different things that the Jets did to blow yesterday's game. If Greg Zuerlein's making field goals,
right,
they win. Similar to the whole Giant thing we talked about yesterday. If Greg Joseph makes a field goal, like, it's a completely different game, and it's infuriating.
Yes, it is.